just had kind of a lot on my mind, so I just sort of just took a walk and just kind of wanted to talk to you. Since we haven't seen each other for a while. And I do live a couple hours away, but yeah, it's a lot on my mind, so long walk. How have you been since, after we graduated? That's good to hear. I'm happy for you. Would you mind if I came inside? Thanks. I'll just leave my shoes here. I like your place. It's very nice. You've really made it your own. Like I said, a lot on my mind. Just kinda thought I would talk to you about things since we talked about everything to each other in college. And, I just wanted your input on some things if you didn't mind hearing me out. Since we graduated, moved out, got a new job. Job's been going pretty well. A lot to learn, but I'm still, I think I've gotten into the groove of things there and gotten kind of the feel for the culture there. And it's good. But, I've been lately feeling kind of lost, or maybe unfulfilled would be kind of the right word, maybe. Since I moved away, I don't know, I'm just lonely, I guess, and, which prompted me to come see you, and, sorry I didn't call ahead or anything, or text or something. I, kinda spur of the moment. It's just been, I don't know, it's been hard making friends and stuff, and everyone at work is like a lot older than me, so I don't, like, I I can have, you know, a conversation with them about random stuff, but it's, I just haven't been able to find someone or people or whatever that I have a connection with, and that's been kinda dragging on me. And because of that, I don't know, I haven't really tried to seek out dating anyone. It's just, yeah, exactly, after the breakup, before graduation, it just hasn't appealed to me, to be honest. Yeah, she was fucking psycho, but in retrospect. Yeah, you did tell me about her, but yeah, that was stupid. I admit it. but yeah, it's, I don't know, it's been hard, and yeah, I just kinda wanted to get that off of my chest, to, you know, do, cause, you know, you're great, you know that, like, I'm so glad that we have this friendship where we can talk about anything and everything, and we listen, and we have empathy for each other, and yeah, it's I'm glad. You are such a sweetheart, you know. Oh, I am. Yeah. but yeah, so I did kind of thing I sort of wanted to talk about, that I don't know how to you know how I always struggle with talking, but or getting my message across or whatever, but you're amazing at understanding me through all my stutters and ums and weird metaphors. And so I've been thinking about this for a while, and so, do you remember, junior year, and the two of us were at a party, like, right after midterms, and the party was getting a little too much for us, and so we just kind of snuck out, and we went to the park nearby, and we just just kind of just talked about things, and it was like the first time we had really had a real big heart to heart, and it was just, it was special that we had such this big connection there. And we were both just ranting about our relationships at the time, and how they were being fucking awful. Said something stupid. By the time when both of us were 30, that we'd make a promise to each other. And if you're both single, we'd track each other down and marry each other. And we laughed. But you just kind of looked at me. Agreed. And we pinky promised, and we made it our official marriage pact, and my point is, I don't want to make that promise right now. No, not because I don't like you. I, it's because I love you. To not be with you. And sorry. You have been on my mind for every single day, every single minute since we graduated, and I think I'm in love with you. I don't want you to hate me for saying that, but I needed to. I needed to tell you, and that's why I drove 3 fucking hours to get here. I don't want to lose you. Because you are so unbelievably precious to me. This hug means you don't hate me. I just don't want to let you go. If we could just stay like this. I'd be so happy. It was always such a bad time for me to make a confession like this. Because either I'd be in a relationship or you would. And I just didn't feel right. And then we moved away. Apart from each other. Just a couple words. You know how exactly how to calm me and center me. this from you. I feel like such a teen again. My heart is racing so fast. Something you're passionate about. Your smile is killer. It just lights up a room. And your laugh is just one of the most amazing sounds I've ever heard. Which is why I tried so hard to make you laugh with all my stupid jokes and antics, just so I can hear it more. And the way your nose kind of crinkles when you smile too, it's just, and then you're just so nice and empathetic as a person. It's just, you care. I think that's something special, that you care and you listen and you want to help and you do help. And yeah. Said it finally after 3 years of us knowing each other. Ditto for you, huh? I'm glad. Sentences eventually. God, you're gorgeous. No, I think my clothes are getting a little hot. Mm-hmm. amazing. Yeah, I want to kiss you more. Cuddle here on the couch with you. just like this. Just run my fingers through your soft hair. Oh, I love you so much. So happy, so very happy that we can just lie here wrapped in each other's arms, hands running over each other.